Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Think you're safe? Think that you can, you as a regular citizen, that you can fight whatever the government throws at you and that you're going to get treated fairly? I give you the Trump raid. Welcome, folks. Happened in the evening yesterday. The Trump raid. I mean, think about what it takes for a president, a fake president, a guy who won in a coup, who says, I'm going to go raid the former president. Why? They're looking for documents that needed to be archived. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I saw this story break and I thought to myself, you have got to be kidding me. You've got to be joking. You're raiding a former president of the United States because supposedly he didn't have the best record keeping. Absolute and utter nonsense. Everybody knows it. Now, would the Republicans do this to a Democrat? Would the Republicans, when Trump was asked what would he do to Hillary Clinton, he said, you know what? I don't even care. When he won in 2016, he goes, you know, she fought a good fight. I'm not going to, after everybody was like, lock her up, lock her up. He did nothing. If anything, this is why Donald Trump deserves a second term. So he can clean house. I told you, Donald Trump, to the Democrats and the rhinos, is the most dangerous dude on the planet because he is open, he is transparent, he is not going to be shut down on the big cheat. Cheney sees him. Did you see Cheney's video? Donald Trump is the biggest existential threat to mankind, and he's messing with my daughter. Whatever. Donald Trump, they wanted to not only defeat him, they wanted to crush him. But don't think it's about Donald Trump. This is about you, the American citizen. Donald Trump raided at Mar-a-Lago. Would you have, I'm going to ask you, did you believe something like this could happen? I have a lot of questions about this, but let's listen to one guy describe this as it was essentially breaking yesterday.
Now, our Chief Justice and Homeland Security correspondent, Jeff Pegues, he is joining us via phone. Jeff, we are learning this information from largely the former president. We do know that the FBI has executed a search warrant, but according to Mr. Trump, his home is, quote, under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. Give us some context for understanding how the FBI normally operates and what more you've learned.
Well, you're probably not surprised that the information that I'm getting contradicts how the former president has characterized this FBI search warrant being carried out. We're getting strong indications that this was not a raid. This was what has been described to us as a run-of-the-mill search warrant. Now, whenever you're searching a former president's residence, it's not run-of-the-mill. This is pretty unusual for this to happen. But, you know, when someone says it is a raid, what you picture is FBI agents with guns drawn, turning over furniture, busting down doors, and that's not how this has been described to us.
Guy Spinell, pardon me, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Pegues, supposedly some expert in how the FBI does stuff, and he's very clear they executed a search warrant. Yeah, that was it. The info he says he got contradicts what the guy who's actually on premise said. And I love how he put this. I don't know if you were paying attention to the lexicon, but he said we have strong indications that this is not a raid. So What are those strong indications? Do you have eyes on? You want the answer? No. They can get nowhere near this. Now, they may have a whistleblower or some, you know, somebody in the FBI pimping them off, but nobody's going to tell the truth about it. But they have to mischaracterize Trump, because if Trump said, yeah, they raided me, no, they didn't. They executed a search warrant. By most people's standards, that's a raid. It isn't. And here's the difference between a search. You come up and you say, we got a search warrant. I get it. But a raid means, I didn't know. This came out of nowhere. And that's what it did. It came out of nowhere. How does the FBI operate? When they want to get somebody, they operate with complete impunity, and they can go in and do whatever they want. And let me tell you, you can be an anti-Trump, you can be a never-Trumper, you can be whatever you want. But here's what I will tell you. If you allow this to happen, you think you got rights? This is a billionaire ex-president. What do you think they would do to you? Yeah, I'll give you guys some insight on us. The other day, two guys were snooping outside of my house. I went to the door. I'm like, can I help you? Yeah. Guy pulls his badge out. Yes, sir. We're revenue agents. And one of my companies, he says, you guys didn't have your 941 filed. Now, I have an accountant for every company. They are all filed. I owe no money. He says, we have it on our records. You owe $25,000 and you didn't file your 941s. And I said, we file everything. I have the backup paperwork. I said, why are you at my home? They go, I said, why didn't you call my accountant? They go, you have a CPA? I go, yes, I have a CPA and an attorney. Why are you here? Well, and they're very nice. One guy was the legit guy and the other guy was a trainee. And the guy would say, go ahead, trainee. And so he's telling me, he says, we didn't have a point of contact. I said, that's unusual given that I was in my CPA's office when she filed all these, the documents. So he says, you know, he didn't know what to say. He was a trainee. And the guy was kind of coaching him. And I said, listen, here's what I'd like to do. Can you just give me the information that you think you're missing? Give me your card. I'm going to go call my accountant, et cetera. But these people came to my door. I was like, do you guys need to come in? I thought they were going to raid me. I'm not even kidding. I was like, what, you're going to need to go through paperwork? We got all of it filed. Now, I'm going to tell you, honest to God truth, I did not worry because I looked at it as, I know we're in compliance. Clearly, you guys could see that I wasn't nervous, and I wasn't, because I knew everything was good to go. But I can imagine the average person who's not used to dealing with these agencies going, oh my God, what? And it could have been the FBI knocking on the door. Who knows? Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Donald Trump raided. We just played a clip from a guy. His name is Jeff Begays, and he works for one of these lefty outlets. And they said, we are told that the FBI executed a search warrant, but the president is saying that he was raided. And this guy's like, well, he's lying, you know. The info I'm getting contradicts the FBI search warrant. He says it's strong indications that it's not a raid. He called it a run-of-the-mill search warrant. Then he followed up by saying, well, when it comes to presidents, former presidents, it's really not run-of-the-mill. Well, it's not run-of-the-mill for this reason. Donald Trump's done nothing wrong. There's been witch hunt after witch hunt. I told you guys, the left wants to bring Trump down at any price. This is a publicity stunt, a red meat for the red meat crowds. Get him, fry him, do what you want to him. And all Donald Trump is going to do is get out of this because there's nothing to get out of. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to
This guy, Jeff Begay, said, it is unusual for this to happen. You want to know how unusual it is? I don't think it ever happens. Nixon got rightfully removed from office because of his shenanigans. And that was it. Barack Obama should have been raided for the things that he did. Donald Trump didn't do anything. Hillary Clinton should be in prison right now. Donald Trump didn't do anything. You want to know why? Because we are not vindictive people. But if you think the other side isn't, you better wake up. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This news broke last night. I can only imagine what's going on. It's probably, 8 o'clock-ish in Florida at the time at Mar-a-Lago. I can only imagine what this, that Donald Trump had to be saying to himself, you know what? I should have taken all these suckers down when I was president. If there's any reason why Donald Trump should have a second term, I give you this. How many ways can they target a guy who did nothing but pour his heart and soul into doing his job correctly? And I ask you this, what are you going to do? What are you going to do if the left decide they're going to prosecute Donald Trump, the billionaire president, and they let Hillary Clinton go? Why? Because of intent? If I were Donald Trump, I would have said, hey, whatever I took in archives, maybe you need to find out what my intent was. Can you imagine the crap storm that Donald Trump would be going through had he done this to baby black Jesus? Oh, Lord, Lordy, 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 black people would be rioting in the streets. Is this going to be a real January 6th where the public says enough is enough? Because let me tell you, I have a feeling they want to see if conservatives are willing to get their guns out to protect Donald Trump. Here's what I'm not going to wish this on Donald Trump at all, but wouldn't you like to see them trying to put him in handcuffs? I mean, doing a perp walk? What would you do? Knowing everything you know, that they tried a coup against this man, that they went after everybody around him, that metaphorically, you know what he represents? He represents you and everybody around you. Because if this government decided to go after you, they're showing you. And I got a friend that listens to the show. He's my number one fan. I talked to him the other day. Andy. Number one fan. And he says, Kevin, you always talk about the microcosm and the macrocosm. Donald Trump is a macrocosm. That's as big as it gets for an individual to be targeted by the Department of Justice, the group that reported to him, and he did nothing. This is a billionaire ex-president that is being singled out at the macro level. What do you think you're worth? What do you think the FBI could do to you? What do you think, to quote Chuck Schumer, they got six ways to Sunday to get you? What do you think they'd do to you if they want to get you? You don't have to answer that question, because let me help some people that can answer it for you. The people who are in prison right now, in jail, over January 6th nonsense, made up BS by the Democrats. Why? Because they dare you to say that the election was stolen. You want to know why Donald Trump has been targeted? Because he won't let it go. He will not let it go. Told you, IRS came by my house the other day. You think maybe that was a warning? I don't know. All my stuff is intact. My CPA got a hold of me late that same day, and she says, Kevin, I've got the limited power of attorney to speak on your behalf to the IRS. We got all the documents. Just handle it. But what I'm going to tell you is this. I see it as you're on our radar, Kev. We know you're making Beyond the Mules, man. We're listening in. We know that you're a person who says this cheat occurred. We know we have not been able to silence you, so maybe we can just make your life miserable. You think I should? Look, I'm no former ex-president. I'm not a billionaire. But I can live off the grid. I can eat squirrels and armadillos and possums, as Granny used to do in the Beverly Hillbillies. I can go. You know, I got resources. So you're not going to scare me. And I'm willing to fight it. And the reason why Donald Trump hasn't been destroyed is because he won't let it go. And it's time that he put his resources to work. It's time that Peter Thiel and Donald Trump combine, and you know what they should be doing? Going after these leftists, exposing them. I'd love to see Elon Musk take that $45 billion he's going to put into Twitter, and I'd like to see him start targeting some of these other people, getting the dirt on them. We got a lot of billionaires who are finally waking up, and let me tell you what this is going to do. This is going to say to everybody on the right, you think you're impervious? You think they won't come after you? You think you can hide behind something, you know, as the shots are going around? They are coming to get you. And what is this guy debating? Is it a raid? Was it really a raid, or was it whatever? It was a raid. It was a shot over the bow to Donald Trump. You better keep your mouth shut. Now, the good news is they picked the wrong dude. Because one thing, there's this knucklehead that argues with me about Donald Trump all the time. But I'll tell you this. One thing Donald Trump will do, he will fight for himself. He absolutely will. And I'm happy for that because, let me tell you, there's so many people that would roll over and this would be the end of it. And then we're at risk. You know why I'm proud of these J6, these January 6 people? That no matter come what may, and I know, what's his name, Straka, he shut up. He's not speaking. I saw him at an event with Carrie Lake, but he's not really speaking. He should be vocal in his treatment, telling people the miscarriage of justice against him for what he did, because that's what I would do. I'm not going to get intimidated. Keep coming by my house. I don't care.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration says the Remain in Mexico policy is coming to an end.
The Department of Homeland Security issuing a statement revealing its commitment to ending the Trump-era illegal immigrant protection protocols in a quick and orderly manner. This as concerns over the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continue. Following a recent trip to the border, California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa tells Fox Business about his concerns.
Well, what we see every time, and this is my fifth trip to the border, what we see every time is a border that is wide open, that is inviting some of those over 3 million people who choose to come here because they can.
Voters are heading to the polls in Connecticut, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Vermont on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. A high-profile raid has Congress talking.
The FBI has raided the home of a former president. No arrests were made. The FBI searched President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, claiming he took classified papers years ago from the White House. Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News.
What was on the warrant? What were you really doing? What were you looking for? Why not talk to President Trump and have him give the information you're after? This is unbelievable. And understand the history here. 1 year ago, it was the Merrick Garland using the Patriot Act against parents. 1 day ago, it was 87,000 agents in a bill the Democrats passed to go harass Americans from the IRS. And today, we have the raid of a former president's home in America.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
During a White House ceremony on Tuesday, President Biden signed a semiconductor bill that he says will supercharge U.S. manufacturing of computer chips. The bill also aims to boost American competition with China. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now, our Chief Justice and Homeland Security correspondent, Jeff Pegues, he is joining us via phone. Jeff, we are learning this information from largely the former president. We do know that the FBI has executed a search warrant, but according to Mr. Trump, his home is, quote, under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. Give us some context for understanding how the FBI normally operates and what more you've learned.
Well, you're probably not surprised that the information that I'm getting contradicts how the former president has characterized this FBI search warrant being carried out. We're getting strong indications that this was not a raid. This was what has been described to us as a run-of-the-mill search warrant. Now, whenever you're searching a former president's residence, it's not run-of-the-mill. This is pretty unusual for this to happen. But, you know, when someone says it is a raid, what you picture is FBI agents with guns drawn, turning over furniture, busting down doors, and that's not how this has been described to us. Now, it is early in this breaking news, if you will, but what we are hearing from our sources, first of all, I did reach out to the Department of Justice personally. No comment formally from the Department of Justice. We are reaching out to our law enforcement sources as well. And what we're hearing right now, and again, it's still early, is that this was not a search warrant in connection with the January 6th investigation, rather a search warrant in connection with the missing documents, as you and Nicole were discussing. There has been this ongoing case, and as Scott and Nicole pointed out, there are several cases underway involving the former president, but this seems to be, and again, it's early on, we could get other information that reveals more about the exact nature of this search warrant, but what we're hearing is that this is related to the missing documents. Of course, that's the National Archives case. The president and his staff has a responsibility to preserve documents that flow through the White House, and apparently, allegedly, that was not happening during the Trump administration with regularity, if you will. The former president was known to flush documents down toilets. In fact, the New York Times just had reporting, I believe it was today, to that effect.
That was the biggest bunch of hogwash that I've heard since the last biggest bunch of hogwash of a leftist, which probably happened yesterday. That is a person who knows absolutely nothing. And you can, you know how you can tell? Well, what we're figuring out, you got to understand, folks, it's very early. And what we are hearing is this is not a search warrant in connection with January 6th, but it could be in connection with missing documents. So he's going very slow, and he's using words that he can sort of maneuver through and wiggle out of when he's about to say the wrong thing. But here's what I can tell you. He's given not a single fact. It's early. We don't know much. Things are still fluid. You know, we're waiting to get more input, as are all of we. Well, at least we were, you know, when it broke. Who do you think is going to give you the truth? Donald Trump or Joe Biden's Department of Justice? These are the same people that did not prosecute Hillary Clinton, would not let information about Hunter Biden's laptop get out, and I could go on. You know all the story. You know the thing. All these different things that have happened, and what are they focused on? What is our Department of Justice focused on, according to this guy? A National Archives case. And what does he know? Well, it is a responsibility to preserve documents. And here's what he said. You don't have to believe me, but when you go back and listen to this as a podcast, here's what he said. And allegedly, that's not happening with Trump. Then he goes further with his vast knowledge of this subject and tells us, well, they were known to flush documents down the toilet. What's his source? The New York Times, the Pulitzer-winning New York Times that reported on Russian collusion. They've got it on good authority because, you know, Ray Ray told his friend Squeaky and Squeaky told Pookie that, hey, Donald Trump be flushing stuff down the toilet. Man, that's what I said. Man, I'm telling you, I saw the maid at the White House told my cousin. That's what I heard. Responsibility to preserve documents allegedly not happening with Trump because, yeah, Trump didn't, he's got secrets. Donald Trump doesn't want to let the word get out. So, let's measure secrets. We got Joe Biden, who's lied about everything in his life, from the suicide of his wife that killed his daughter and almost killed both of his sons. He lies about his son. He says his son is the best man he knows. He built an illicit relationship with a woman that effectively cheated on her husband in order to be with Biden. And they make it sound like it's, you know, dementia, Camelot in dementia. And I could go on. He lied about his grades. He's lied about his record. He's lied about every piece of legislation. He sponsored it all, right? There's nothing of worth in the government that Joe Biden didn't have his name on. And I could, I mean, what else? The guy is a pathological liar. Anything that comes out of his mouth is a blatant lie. Oh, I didn't have anything to do with my son's business. Yeah, we have here with you pictures with the people. He was in business. Okay, well, I probably didn't have a conversation. Yeah, we have here an audio tape of you talking to your son's business partners and blah, blah, blah. He's a liar. And the guys, they're already defending him. And, of course, we're going to pound on Trump. Ooh, look at what Donald Trump. I told you, the Democrats all over the country are gleeful. They're hoping something comes out of this because they had to get Donald Trump at all costs. You want to know why? Because you still like him. You still support him. You still see that what Donald Trump did was the best thing that could possibly happen to this country. We can have arguments about style and things like that. I'm going to make you a bet that I guarantee you I will win. And that is You had no idea how deep this conspiracy goes and how much this government will do anything to keep you at bay, to keep you in the dark, to keep you complicit. And Donald Trump exposed that, and they can't stand it. So now he's known to flush documents down the toilet. I hope, God, I hope Donald Trump's people hear this. I hope they sue that guy that said that. I hope Donald Trump sues the New York Times. I hope he makes them come up with somebody who said he was flushing things down the toilet. I hope and pray this is what happens to these people. Enough is enough, folks. It's funny. I think about one of I met a guy years ago. We both worked together at Texas Instruments, and he was a jerk. And years later, I saw him, and he said he'd become a cop. And I remember this feeling like, wow, I hope I'm never pulled over by this guy. Now, things that, you know, I have no clue why, you know, we just didn't get along. And it wasn't my fault. I couldn't care less about the dude. But, you know, there are those people that look at you there. They don't like you because other people do like you. And they give you a look like you think you're something. You've never done anything to him. He was one of those guys with me. And when I found out he was a cop, he's not. I said, I saw him at the grocery store or something, maybe at the gym. I said, hey, how's it going? He's like, oh, good. And I said, yeah, we work together. He's like, oh, yeah, man, I remember you. And I said, what are you doing now? Oh, man, I'm a cop with so-and-so. And I remember that distinct feeling like, oh, God, this is the last guy you want to be a cop. Because he's vindictive. That's leftism. That's leftism. And I'm going to tell you something. Conservatives, we better start becoming this way. We better start saying, I'll do whatever it takes. You know, I had a cop one time. I was in a fender bender. I was lucky because it was ice on the ground. And I barely touched his car. My car spun around on a bridge and luckily didn't go over. His car was parked because he was already writing up another wreck. And my car just spun and literally like I was in a movie, it just parked thunk, right next to his car. And it just like, I mean, tapped it where, like if I were just a, you know, like a baby might hit a car. This guy later sued me. You know what I did? I got private investigators after him. And he dropped the case. When I showed them everything, all the dirt I had on him, that sucker dropped the case.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I know people out there, poor folks, they are scared. Scared to speak out, scared to speak up, scared to tell family what they're about, scared to tell friends, don't want to lose their spot in the country club, don't want to lose their spot in society or wherever it is. Businesses can't share their feelings about things. Look, I'm not saying make things political. I hate this. I hate this job. I can't watch a movie. I can't have a conversation. My sister came to visit me. We were talking about different things, and she's pretty middle of the road. Married to a Crip dude who was a former gangbanger. And, straightened him out. And
he's got these leftist tendencies because he's had a lot of run-ins with the law. But she's got sanity, and I can see the inner conflict where, you know, she'll bounce around back and forth, you know, sees the plight of the black condition and wants to blame somebody, but then, you know, has a conversation with me, and I'm like, you know, I ain't raised that way. So I get it. And I think in many times, because of the situation she finds herself in, the people she finds herself around, she doesn't feel like she can have these conversations. But it's no different with her. Only difference is a lot of these people, you know, would do you damage. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Believe it or not, I know people find this hard to believe, but a lot of the gangbangers, the Crips and the Bloods and people like that, they don't trust the government. Now, they got a whole different rationale for it, but they don't. They look at, I'm going to hip you to something. They actually look at what they do. Look, this is us making a living. Why are you interfering with us making a living? We're not hurting anybody, is the way they look at it. Some white boy comes into the hood, buys his little crack, buys his coke, buys his, you know, his meth, whatever he's buying, his heroin. They've done nothing wrong. They don't want it. All they want is his money. They don't want to do him any harm. Don't stiff him. You know, now, there may be some guys there that will rob you, but you're in pretty good hands. I'm not trying to get hip you to the drug trade. I'm just telling you, they just want your money. What they end up doing more damage to is each other. And the other, you know, the cops don't care. Rahm Emanuel says, keep it in the alley. Just don't come up here on Miracle Mile. You know, don't come up in white part of town doing your business. Other than that, you can kill each other all day long in them streets. I know I got a little ethnic on you there for a bit. Anyway, Donald Trump was raided. And what a boldly stupid move by the Democrats. Boldly stupid. They've boldly gone where no man has gone before. And Joe Biden believes that this is all going to help him in the midterms. Now, I'm going to tell you, I got the numbers. I got the numbers from the Arizona midterms. And I don't have them in front of me, but I'll tell you this. Actually, maybe we do. Can you guys find those numbers? Because I know they were up. You sent them to me. I just didn't print it out. But I will tell you, the Republicans in the primaries destroyed the Democrats. I gave you the numbers for Georgia. 1.2 million versus 700,000, give or take. We had 400,000 or 500,000 more votes in the primaries in Georgia than the Democrats. It was comfortably a couple hundred thousand more in Arizona. Comfortably. So the enthusiasm, if you think it was good, then wait till we get to the midterms. And the Democrats who are demonizing anybody that wants to protect children, they're demonizing people who want fair elections. They're demonizing people who don't want to spend trillions of dollars trying to change weather. They're demonizing. I could go down a list, a litany of things that they demonize that you go, what are you guys thinking about? I was putting together something the other day, asking myself, could Democrats possibly really believe this? I don't know what it was, like gun control. Look at gun control through any prism of sanity, and you say, okay, there's 2 million gun encounters in a year, is what I'm told. 2 million, and I think that's right. And how many lives are saved if you have that many encounters with guns? You know why you'll never really see the statistic for this stuff? Because once somebody sees that gun, you don't even have to use it. People just get out. Or maybe shots just got fired, but nobody got hurt. The criminal ran, and he's never coming back to bother that person. This happens so many times in a given day. And yet, you know what the focus is on for the left? The few times that people who mostly have illegal guns commit their crimes. God forbid a kid gets shot, or a school gets shot, or a business gets shot, or the post office gets shot, or something like that. God forbid those things happen, because then the people that want to act like guns are a major, they will never quote you a statistic that shows you how many times that a firearm is used to protect somebody. They will never tell you the story of the woman who might have been sexually assaulted, or the dude who might have been sexually assaulted. They will never tell you the business owner who protected himself, the child who protected herself, his or herself, hiding in a closet while some intruder broke into the house. And I could go on. Because, see, those stories are just as powerful. Let's go back to Trump. They raided his attorney, Cohen, Michael Cohen. What came out of that? That is a guy that's supposed to know Donald Trump's secrets down to the core. To heck with attorney client privilege. They threatened this man. They put him in prison. And you know what he came up with? Do you think that he was so loyal to Donald Trump? He said, "I'll just do my time, man. I'm gonna go down. You know, I'm ride or die with Donald Trump." Or do you think that they milked him for everything he was worth? He couldn't give them anything, so they put him in prison anyway. He gets out. They say, "Well, you better be a good citizen." He says, "Joe, let me out early. I'll find something on Trump." And where are we? When's the last time you heard his name, besides when I just said it? That was his attorney. The guy that knew everything. What are you going to do next? Kidnap Melania? For all we know, they put a hit out on Ivanka. Or Ivana, not Ivanka, Ivana, the one who just died. Are we sure she died of natural causes, or was there the smell of almonds on her breath? So, look, raiding Donald Trump, I'm gonna say this, it's not scary to me, because you have to be prepared. Life, you know, is what it is. And at some point, we're all going to die. And I'm going to tell you, I already did a philosophical story, you know, philosophical broadcast about, if you think this is all there is, shame on you. Because if this is all there is, man, let me tell you, I don't have a bad life. It's certainly not charmed, but I don't have a bad life. But I'll tell you this, if this is it, I want more. I want more. Maybe in my next life I'll get a little bit of that white privilege, Hunter, huh? Maybe I can get some of that crackhead white privilege. I'm going to say my prayers tonight, "Dear Lord, when I leave this life, if you would just let me live the plentiful and rich life of Hunter Biden, the crackhead." Hunter Biden has lived a much better life than most people. That's pathetic. Look, I'm not wishing him any bad luck. So I don't mean it that way. But I mean, there have been some good people who've been put in bad circumstances because of these leftists. And the idea that they want to get you at all costs. And when I tell you, this is not about Trump. Trump is political Jesus. He's having to pay for all our sins. How dare we elect him in 2016? How dare we elect him again in 2020? How dare we decide that we're going to make this government be for the people, by the people, and for the people? How dare we do that when there are elites who want to tell us how it is? One of my friends, he's a high-level academic. He said to me, "Kevin, I got to admit to you." He goes, "I'm looking at these elites, these intellectuals that I used to be, you know, with in college." He goes, "They think they know it all." But he goes, "You know what I find out the older I get? The little they know. They have no practical real life experience, but they think they can micromanage everything, that they can work to an outcome. And it doesn't happen." And he has total disdain for this intelligentsia, the intellectual crowd. He tells me every time we talk, he goes, "You know, I learned so much from you." Folks, if I told you who this man was and the level of academic credentials he had, you would say, "Kevin, you're lying." There's not a conversation that does not end where he says, "Kevin, yet again, you taught me more than I knew." He does the same for me. I don't want to make it sound like I'm not lying. Anyway, folks, Trump got raided. I'm going to leave it there for now, but we'll talk more in the future about it, I'm sure.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.